Blue eyes crying in the rain.
Hello, everybody out there in farm country. The radio commentary is brought to you by the National Corn Growers Association, Crop Life America, and the Renewable Fuels Association. They are friends, supporters, and allies of a healthy farm economy in prosperous rural America. And now for today's commentary. I'm so tired of these peaceful rallies that end up destroying property and looting and burning flags and signs. We had a dozen of our large cities that faced this last summer and fall, but by far the worst is the assault on our nation's capital last week. Both parties need to stand up and say, enough's enough. This is not the USA that I know. And just blaming President Trump will not solve the problem. I think President-elect Biden has a great opportunity to step up and work to bring the country together. Republicans and Democrats should want to put an end to the third world riots and destruction. The two parties need to work on a number of issues and find middle ground. Get the vaccines out to stop the coronavirus. Work on trade war problems like China and the EU. If climate change is going to be on the agenda, well, go to work. Farm companies are ready to see what makes sense to them. We have food shortages for many of our families, and it's projected to get worse. President-elect Biden is going to be facing a wave of illegal immigrants headed to crash our southern border. They think open borders will be the new rule. But I don't think so. Will Biden bring our troops home from the Middle East? Well, I hope so. Biden has a reputation for working across party lines. It won't be easy, but we have so many serious challenges before us. This is an exceptional opportunity for our president. 2021 could be a great year of recovery from the virus and record economic growth. Some estimates project farm income to reach a five-year high. Keep in mind, however, farm income from the federal government will not be even close to what it was last year. And this year, we can get the money from the market. Corn last year was $3.30 a bushel, and last week I sold some corn for $5 per bushel. Soybean prices are at $14 per bushel and headed higher. Unbelievable. Hogs and cattle are not bad, and we just don't want African swine fever. Almost all of our crops and live animals are worth a lot more than they were last year. Let's encourage our politicians. With President-elect Biden's leadership, they should avoid the extreme, but march down the middle and get something done. Our president should try to be president for all the people. Until next week, I am John Block from Washington.